morning. Today is Monday, December the 28th. Joining us this morning is Mr. Arkley.
Good morning, Brian.
Or Mr. Mango, depending on.
Yeah. Or Happy New Year. How was your Christmas?
It was almost relaxing.
We had a perfect Christmas.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
We had kids. We had grandkids. We had health. We had loud dogs. Everything was great. Lots of food. Early and often.
Are you ham, turkey, or roast beast?
We are ham.
Okay.
Turkey's for Thanksgiving. And we had crab.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, it's called leg lifting.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the local guys to sign off. I
think it's going to be a long wait.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's not right.
Look, it's a very
things change.
It's a very difficult crop.
Oh yeah, yeah. No kidding. And you never hear about crab farms.
That's such a good point, because they could be at the end of any sewage pipe.
Right. Or why do we say it? Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
What's the origin of the term Yankee?
I don't know, and I should know this.
The word comes from a nickname for the Dutch, meaning John Cheese. Holland has long been famous for its cheeses, and so the nickname is appropriate to them. In pirate days, English sailors adopted the term John Kaz. Jan Kaz.
Okay, got it. All right.
Okay. In pirate days, the English sailors adapted the term as a derisive term for Dutch freebooters. In this sense, it became familiar with New York. Okay, New York City.
New Amsterdam. Yeah. Okay.
Then the Dutch settlers there, noting its unpleasant significance, began to apply it to the English settlers of Connecticut, because they believed the Connecticut English to be far more enterprising than ethical. The term spread to other colonies, though at first it almost always referred to with dislike in citizens of a colony further north. It's still certain sections, often with a certain word preceding it.
Yes, it is.
Those
damn
Yankees.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. Unless you're a Red Sox fan, then it's of the South.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's like I consider Sacramento Southern California.
Yeah, and I'd use the same epithet for them, too.
We all do. Yeah. It doesn't matter where you live there. Sacramento is not the name we like to talk about.
So what do you think about the president's signing of, what was it, the second largest spending bill in U.S. history over the weekend?
I just wish he wouldn't say it was COVID relief. Why didn't he just call it special interest heavy? That didn't go to the American people. A quarter of it goes to the American people. The rest goes for international
weirdness.
Foolishness.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's a shame. And not only that, it's immoral.
So your buddies that are in the elected seats, Senate and Congress, what were they saying?
Boy, the senators I know were absolutely outraged. But the pressure,
But capitulated?
Yes. But if there weren't a Georgia runoff now, it would have been dead on arrival.
That's what I was thinking, is that this has to do with those two seats.
Yeah, it does.
Will it make a difference?
Well, I think we're going to win those.
Both?
Yeah.
Handily?
They'll be marginally close, but I think we win. I mean, we've got 5,000 lawyers. We got caught with our pants down on this election. No one dreamt that the Democrats could steal on the scale they did in those four states. And if we'd been ahead of the game, lawyered up before the election, fighting them in court on everything, we would have won the election. This was the National Republicans' fault.
Can they recover?
Well, we're going to this election, then we're going to deal with mail-in balloting, and we'll tie it to something the Democrats desperately want, and we'll go from there.
Oh, like as a writer?
Yeah.
It is interesting. You know, We obviously fall in one general camp. Not to have voter ID to me just seems weak, I guess. I mean, you know, everybody's got driver's licenses.
Oh, look.
So
all they're trying to do is get universal suffrage. Universal suffrage is every person in the United States can register and vote regardless of whether they're illegal, disabled, mentally, you name it, they get to do it. That's all they
want.
Is there
any other country that allows those in the country that are not citizens to vote?
No.
Where did that come from?
I mean, desire.
I can't say maybe why, but how did it get in?
Republican. This is a great thing. Sharon and I were talking about this. Under pressure on a public fight on an issue of voter disenfranchisement, et cetera, Democrats fight in a unified way. Republicans scatter.
Dogs and cats.
It's fight or flight. And Republicans fly from controversy because they're so convinced they're going to lose, because for the most part, the press, not most part, the vast majority of the part, the press savages them. And Republicans don't have the thick skin and don't have the courage of their convictions to stand by what's obviously right.
So is it just a personality difference?
I think it's a backbone business. The Democrats know what they want, and they unify and fight for it, regardless of how absurd it is. I mean, you haven't heard one Democrat say this was a bum election. Behind closed doors, they all say that was wrong. Boy, was that wrong. Why didn't you say anything? Oh, no. No, I'm not going to say anything. And the Republicans, I think they didn't like Trump, and I don't think they wanted the fight.
Rod just took a little perverse pleasure there in throwing the 30-second Nerf ball here. At least it wasn't a headshot.
Yeah. Next time.
Yeah, I know. He's got two more. He's got a couple more opportunities here during the week. Oh, well, that's got to be frustrating for the supporters to know that the team won't back.
Oh, I think what's going to happen is I think the genie's out of the bottle, and we're going to throw them all out.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long, on 980 AM. We are Easy Radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy Radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, on the national level, what do you see is going on? I suppose regional also. At the federal level, you indicated Georgia. You're feeling fairly comfortable with that. Do you see the next 2 years as not a lockdown, not stagnant, but as less fluid than what it's been?
Well, Biden is going to lurch strongly to the left. He won't be able to do it legislatively, but he will do
by
it
by fiat.
Yeah. Administratively, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Won't that end up in the courts?
I hope so. But as one thing's proven, even when we get conservative judges, doesn't mean that they rule correctly. In other words, when you get a Democrat on the court, you can just write down in ink how they're going to rule on a particular issue. Republicans are all over the table. I mean, they should be. It'd be nice if they were more consistent. But, you know, the pressure on them. Look at Roberts. The press has completely savaged Roberts to the point where he's just a quivering, scared little puddle of jello.
It's interesting that the Supremes would be concerned. It's a lifetime appointment. You know, they don't have to pay attention to the press. Why would they care?
Well, Roberts is kind of one of the more arrogant, ego-involved people you'll ever meet, and fancies himself to be the ultimate politician.
Just wearing robe?
Yeah. Kavanaugh, I don't know whether Kavanaugh is strong enough. We're trying to keep him in the fold. I think between Gorsuch and Alito, Thomas, and Barrett, we've got four pretty darn strong justices.
Which would at least entertain some of the filings?
Hope so. Hope so. You never know. Look, the conservative movement was thrilled with judges and thought that was an answer key. Turned out it wasn't an answer key. We need more. But what we're going to see is a massive outreach to individuals. Individuals want to play a role. They're ready to be active. And this is no longer the Dems' time. The conservatives are creating a movement here that is going to be a tidal wave. It's impressive.
Overall, will this be considered a positive year, a different year? What kind of sense on the political scene will 2020 be?
Choppy waters. I mean, you have to understand, we conservatives are absolutely furious at the Republican Senate. We conservatives are actually absolutely furious for getting rolled by Nancy Pelosi on this COVID relief. And
how did she do it?
With patience and with fundamentally compliant Republicans who wanted some of what she wanted. In other words, she built a coalition that included Republicans, which by you don't have one third going or 25% of the budget out of $1 trillion going to going to Americans and the rest going out to God knows where and not have some compliance from the special. In other words, there was just terrible give and take.
So I knock on your office door and say, Rob, for your vote, what do you need?
Yeah.
And you just you have whatever it is and just walks down the hallway, so to speak, and keeps adding on.
And then I run into him in DiGiulio's restaurant in Baton Rouge and say, I think you're one of the lowest pieces of scum I've ever met. How dare you? And I am actively going to work against you. And you think AOC can primary people? You watch us. And that's just where it's headed.
So you're anticipating a turnover.
I'm anticipating pain being meted out to Republican politicians.
In public or underneath?
Everywhere. We're not going to put up with it.
So a lot of the folks are sensitive through the media. But if the media isn't one that is typically concerned or interested in Republican-based issues unless it's in a negative spin, where's the pressure point?
Primaries. That wonderful little word called primary. AOC taught us how to do it. Now we are going to implement it.
So in 18 months, 12 months, you'll start to hear and see bubbling?
Starting today. We're mad. And they've unleashed the outraged, deplorable. We're smarter, there are more of us, and we're not going to put up with it.
What I was intrigued by was the racial composition.
I told you before the
election. I understand. I mean, this is like, okay, you're right. It's starting to see some of the swings in the independent thoughts. A little refreshing.
Hispanics that are here legally or even by hook or crook do not want additional immigration. The Dems think so. No, they don't. It drives down wages. You want to see a $15 wage? Let supply and demand do it. Just stop immigration. It'll be 25 before you know it hit you.
Oh, it's time to retire.
No, it's time to raise prices, baby.
Yeah, well. We'll talk about that after the show. your sense is the change is going to be will start rather soon.
Yes.
I love that succinct comment, particularly when we're running up against the clock. I need another 15 seconds of Phil.
Oh.
Really do appreciate that. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
Hey, community. Times are rough right now. Retail shops may be closing, but the bulk flower market is still open and moving fast. We here at Bayer can help turn your flower harvest into cash today. Call Bayer Extraction House at 707-693-2222. That's 707-693-2222. Don't miss out. It is time to sell. Bayer Extraction House, your flower selling powerhouse.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Barkley. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite Pest Control, Murphy's Markets, and Baywood Golf and Country Club. Rob, looking at some of the different challenges, you know, being, you're not even a two-coast guy. I guess you're a coast and a half guy.
Yeah. A coast and a golf.
Yeah, it's really no connection there, but okay.
All right.
when you and Sherry leave the area, what do you miss?
We miss most things about the area. The beauty, the people. When they allow us to be open, the community of it all. And the restaurants. No. The weather, people don't like the weather. I think we have great weather here. So those are what I miss.
Look outside.
I just think we have a spectacular place to live, and there's so much to do outside. And that's why it's a mystery to me why we are allowing developers to develop such – we have the prettiest area here. Look what we do downtown. We expand the Mission. Really? Betty Chin's thing got expanded. The VA puts a thing on 4th Street that is ugly. It goes block to block. There's nothing pretty about it. It doesn't meet the theme of the area. And you drive out to Cutton, and you look on the left, what used to be a pretty tree setting is now gleaming white cell towers. They didn't even try to disguise it. We have these committees that are supposed to do architectural review. And for whatever reason, if it's extra ugly, it seems to get waved through every time. It's frustrating.
A new classification, extra ugly.
No, but are these people only want money? Because what makes our area is the beauty.
Well, one of the things I think that this coming of age year is a recognition that there needs to be economy, building activity, something going on.
And it's not government.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep hearing some really interesting things. And this fiber optics thing sounds like it's going to be an extraordinary thing.
You mean the one going to China?
Yeah. Well, not to China.
Sure it is.
Well, okay. Not directly.
Pretty directly.
Yeah.
Pretty directly.
Isn't it? It was Singapore?
It's China, buddy.
Yeah. Spot me just a little bit of breathing.
All right. You've got your slack. Enjoy your nano inch.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I got a lot of folks who really are believing that. And then the associated businesses at this end, really. We're teed up for some really interesting.
I've been saying that for a couple of years. Stuff. This area is going to fly, but that's why it shocks me that these planning people and the county and the city allow such crappy, ugly projects to be built. Let's do this right. I mean, for God's sakes, when we were doing the balloon track, everyone had an opinion, and we're going to be doing stuff down there and watch them hop out as we sit there looking at a gleaming, crappy looking cell tower, not even attempted to be disguised as a tree in Cotton. What are we thinking?
The lack of consistency is.
Yeah, equal application. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, a little sensitive on that one, huh?
No, but I.
I mean, it makes sense.
Cher and I.
But you don't see it.
Look at what Cher and I have done with the theater. Look at what we've done with so many properties in town. You try to make them beautiful, it reflects on us.
What is the difference between sterile, standard, regular, and doing that little extra?
money.
And well, yeah, okay. I mean, is it 2%, 5%, 10%, 50%?
Probably 5%. But
so it's not a deal breaker, most situations.
It depends how much you love money. A lot of these local little developers who own a few units, their palms sweat when they see a dollar. It's unfortunate. It doesn't show up well. But they're just fundamentally, it's all about them instead of building a cohesive unit. That's why if the chamber were a functioning unit, it would really help us.
Housing.
Yeah.
One of the big challenges, certainly if or when this development happens out on the North Spit, do you see that we're going to have development in the Cutton area? Fortuna McKinleyville going to continue to grow? Where, if we had another, let's say, 500 families, which would be a shock to the system, but another 500 families in the area, where would they live?
Well, unfortunately, right now, they live in a lot of apartments. And, boy, these apartments are cheaply made for the most. We're building some true Class A apartments. We're in the planning stage. But we've got to start doing quality work instead of just letting these people come up with exceptions. We've got to do it well.
Cutton seems to be the area that's got a lot of space, Fortuna as well. Do you see that those are going to be the areas that grow?
Well, they've got the land. Certainly Eureka has some land, not enough to move the needle. You have enough to put a, I mean, I know we have enough to put 150 units on, so.
But those, like you said, were apartments rather than
right, but
residential.
True, they're resident.
You know,
I don't
mean,
think,
I don't think
people have intention of, the apartment guys here are getting everything they're doing waved through because of the box that the community, both the cities and the county, are in for affordable housing.
Back to, okay.
So it's back to that.
Yeah, that ratio is a challenge.
It's a challenge, and it hasn't been addressed by competent people, so it's been a real problem.
So it's left to the developers?
Well, the developers just develop, get away with what they can. There's no urge to do what's right for the community. There's an urge to do what they can.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, what's the positives out of this year?
Positives are, I think it was a very centering event. None of us are happy that we're not back at normal, but we needed to refocus on what was normal. In other words, seeing our friends, not wearing a mask. It brought us into a sense of community. It put a stark light on the bureaucrats who, like Fauci, like Gavin Newsom, who are overstretching what's reasonable as far as regulation goes. And
a boomerang?
I think it's a boomerang. I think it's a boom. Well, you already see it. People are defying the mask thing. The people, you'll do it within reason. Staying at home, quarantine, forget it. I mean, people just are not gonna. We were willing to give the country kind of 2 weeks to a month, but this has gone on too long, and now let's just get on with life. Okay, I'll wear a mask, but open the damn restaurant. Let me do some of these things.
Are you excited about the vaccines?
Very. Sherry is skeptical. I am very excited.
How long do you think it'll take before that traction occurs?
That is such a wonderful question. I can't give you an answer. I'm 65, and if I had a shot by July, I'd be surprised.
Because you're a healthy young buck.
Well, I'm not young, according to their definition.
Well,
I think
no,
I'm,
that's according to Pabstein definition.
Okay, well, I think I'm reasonably healthy. But, you know, I think it's just a good old-fashioned supply, demand, where is it going to go, and who's the preferred group. And I'll be damned if it's developed in the United States and we paid for it, that it should go overseas first. Forget it. I want every last American to get a shot before what we paid for.
Right, the tax dollars.
Yeah, forget it.
Yeah, it is disturbing how it's been allocated out.
Yeah, the Holy Father can tell me all day long what he thinks should happen. The answer is we paid for it. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. And so it's ours.
You're grabbing different books out of the Bible, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And I'm parsing words, buddy. 2021 is going to be a slammer. You wait. It's going to be great.
You think it's things are going to be positive?
I think it's going to be bumpy for a lot of people. But for me personally and for our company, I think it's going to be a wonderful year.
The niche?
The niche is a good one. The people we have are great. And it's just a great time. I'm excited. I really am.
Safe travels, bud.
All right, man. You take care. Love to everyone in Humboldt County. Happy New Year.
See everybody tomorrow.